As one reads Matthew chapter 11, it's easy to conclude that Jesus was not having a good day. Matthew begins chapter 11 with the account of John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, sending some of his disciples to Jesus to ask Jesus, "Are you really the one? Are you really the one that I pointed to a couple of years ago and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world'? Are you really the Messiah? Because it appears to me that you're not doing the things that the Messiah should do." And I would imagine Jesus was probably a little disappointed in his cousin. And so he says to the disciples that John had sent, "Go back and tell John what you've seen and heard. That lame people are walking, blind people are seeing, the poor are having the good news of salvation preached to them. And be careful that you don't stumble over what I'm doing." And then he goes on to talk to the crowd a little bit about John the Baptist. And then he begins to criticize the citizens of some of the cities where Matthew says Jesus had done some of his mightiest works. And he says, "Woe to you, Chorazin, and woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works done in you, for if the miracles that I performed in your cities had been done in the cities of Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. As a result, it will be more bearable for those citizens in the day of judgment than for you." And one can imagine that Jesus was disappointed, perhaps a little frustrated, that people just weren't getting it. They just didn't get it. And then he offers a prayer to his Father. And then at the end of that prayer, he says one of the most popular phrases, "Come unto me. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle, and I'm lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus lived in a society where, while they had some freedom, they were always reminded that they were under the oppression of Rome. They had social problems. A lot of people thought of women as second-class citizens. Even some of Jesus' own followers were surprised that he was talking to a woman, especially a woman from Samaria. Women were looked down upon. The Jews looked down upon the Gentiles as dogs. Everybody looked down on the Samaritans. Nobody liked the Romans. Jesus, one of Jesus' own apostles, was a zealot dedicated to the overthrow by whatever means necessary, including violence, to the Romans. They had social issues. They had political issues. The Jews had a king by the name of Herod, but he was really a king in name only, because the Romans had a governor, Pontius Pilate, and those two didn't get along until the day Jesus was arrested. So they had political problems. The Jews didn't like the fact that the Romans were there. The Romans didn't like the fact that they were there and had to keep the Jews in line. So they had social problems. They had political problems. They had people who just didn't know what to do They had people that had money, and they had a lot of people that didn't have much who were eking out their living day to day, and they had people who were begging for whatever scrap of food they could get. And if one didn't know any better, one might think I was talking about Indianapolis in 2020. Just this morning, I looked at a local news station online. Some woman was shot early this morning. Don't know why. Don't know who did it. But somebody evidently took out their frustrations on her and shot her and killed her. A father down in Evansville, playing with a gun, accidentally shot his 9-year-old daughter and killed her. There are people who don't know where to go for answers. They have this feeling of helplessness. They have these feelings of hopelessness. So some swallow a bottle of pills just so the pain will stop. Some take out their frustration in acts of violence because they don't know what to do. Our society at large is not providing any answers, just like the society in which Jesus lived didn't provide any answers. For the most part, our academic institutions here in the United States of America poo-poo the idea of a creator and poo-poo the idea that this creator loved us enough to send his son to die for us and will give us his spirit to guide us and to comfort us. The media poo-poos the idea of a creator and a savior. There are a lot of people who just don't know where to turn for answers. And so they give up or they lash out in violence. And Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. And if you'll come to me, and if you'll take my yoke and put it on, it's easy, and that is the idea that it fits well. As Paul told the saints in Ephesus, we are made to do these good works that God decided beforehand that we should walk in. And Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. I'll give you rest. I'll give peace to your soul. And the invitation that he gave to those folks back then applies equally today. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the only way home. Jesus is the only way that those of us who are children of God can lay our head down at night in peace, with the understanding that this world is not our home, that there's a much better place that awaits us. And we, as God's children, have the awesome and yet wonderful job, responsibility, task, whatever you want to call it, of preaching this good news to our neighbors and friends. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not an oncoming train. There is hope. We don't have to give in to these feelings of despair. We don't have to give in to these feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. We have the Spirit of the Almighty God who dwells within us and who will guide us and who will comfort us as we go through life. For those of you who are watching online, there's going to be a slide up at the end of our service with an email address and a phone number. If you want to study more about Jesus, if you want to commit your life to him and confess him as your Lord and Master, and be baptized for the remission of your sins into the body of Christ, send us an email, call us. I guarantee you, Lyle, Joey, the shepherds, myself, somebody will get in touch with you. If you're in here this morning physically, and you know you need help, don't give in to despair. Don't give in to helplessness and hopelessness. We're going to stand and sing a song. One of the great things about God is that he'll take us just as we are. Jesus didn't tell those folks, get your act together and then come to me. Get your life straightened out and then come to me. He just said, come to me. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. I know your burdens are heavy. Come to me. I'll give you rest and I'll give you peace. And if we can help you do that this morning, then just let us know by coming down front as we stand and sing.